Now, specifically, our members voted by a majority of 53% to endorse the early completion of Interstate 90 and a new bridge parallel to the present Mercer Island Bridge. We received more than 50 letters from members who didn't have the slightest idea what we were talking about. And we also feel that that majority would have been larger if many of our members who live in central and eastern Washington hadn't complained about the situation in Seattle and said that not one more dime of highway money should be spent here until local disputes are settled. But the problem is that Interstate 90 isn't just a little local road project. It's a major link in this nation's 41,000-mile system of interstate and defense highways. Like it or not, it is. And I-90 begins in Boston, and it crosses the entire northern tier of states for 3,200 miles towards Seattle. Now, it's supposed to end in Seattle, but it never quite arrived. It ends at a little place called Eastgate, some 7 or 8 miles outside the city, and at that point, during peak hours, the vast nationwide superhighway that travels 32,000 miles to get here settles down to one lane to bring traffic into Seattle. During the early morning and the late afternoon hours, that section of highway, Interstate 90, the uncompleted section, and the Mercer Island Floating Bridge is the most dangerous highway in the state of Washington. Now, whether we like it or not, and obviously a lot of us don't, it's the nature of most Americans to prefer private transportation to public transportation. Now, it would be the height of folly if we were to blind ourselves to this basic fact, whether we like it or not, or to try to reverse it by curtailing or stopping highway construction and completely blocking Seattle to any future highway development whatsoever. This would force our people to leave Seattle, to live and work outside Seattle, and to create the very Los Angeles situation that some of you say here you don't want. But that's exactly what you get if you crowd our streets more, pollute our air more, and crowd our people more. Now, at the same time, we who are automobile-oriented are the first to say that this area shouldn't be totally dependent upon automobiles. That would be the height of folly, too. The Auto Club gives its all-out support to a full development of bus and rail transit within the city, and rail transit and other types of traffic within the city and extending to nearby communities. But we also feel that if you sincerely believe that this area needs rail rapid transit, you can't oppose the parallel bridge, because how are you going to get those rails to Bellevue without it?
Excuse me, pardon me. I just wonder if we could show this gentleman the courtesy that we've shown the other speakers here tonight. This, as I might remind you, is a meeting of the city council, and we would appreciate it if you give this gentleman a chance to speak.